Apparently that's a song about cocaine. Who would have thunk? I certainly had no freaking idea. Listened to this before. I know the deal. Gotta do my dishes. And yeah. Also, not really a fan of the weekend. Music, please. I'm bored of that. Lil Dicky. Playlist. I haven't listened to Diggy in a while. Don't really listen much to music anymore anyway. You mean with the whole thing different?
Traditionally
Hello. Started working out again. It's tough shit. Started counting calories again. That's some tough shit too. I don't know. I've always been overweight. I don't think I've ever been, well, when I was a kid, it was a fairly normal build. I don't think my eating habits were too fucked up before I got, I had a lot of time to myself when I was younger. Whole responsibility thing just And I know it's also making excuses. There isn't really an excuse for being overweight unless you have some kind of actual condition. It's a drain on yourself, your life. It's a drain on society. Not that I get sick all that often, but... Well, I don't really get sick, but... I'm sure it'll hit me someday if I don't do anything about it, and... I mean, it's gonna hit someday regardless, because... Being overweight for an extended period of time is not good for your body in any kind of way. I know my family definitely worries for me. And that's probably the hardest part about this. Ones that see through your bullshit. But it's not easy. And I've tried many, many, many times. Because I'd be lying if I wasn't scared too. I think, at least for my own case, it's a lot about ignoring the obvious, like making it not such a big deal, but it is a big deal. But I think this is the right path forward. Counting your calories, and then you just need a giant motherfucking portion of self-discipline. And that's the hardest part. Like, by far. Because it's easy to go and work out. Easy. But... In reality, your weight loss is not going to come from working out, because there's no way in hell a fat person is going to be able to work out that much. I suppose that depends on your size, but yeah, it's not going to come from working out. Working out is going to help your body adjust. And make your body healthier. Strengthen the areas that need strengthening if you're doing it right. Because obviously back, neck and knees, I would assume. Take the brunt of... know, a little overweight, especially the back, which is why I try to do a fair amount of workout with my back, not too intense, but, you know, deadlifts for core. Deadlift do back? Yeah, of course it does. Of course it does. And squats. I think they do. And just moving, like going for walks and shit. It's good for your body. It moves all the muscles you have in your system. Even though it might not be as intense as, you know, during a workout. It's still good. But, as I said, it's going to come from eating properly. The issue with overweight is because you overeat. By far. The most common reason, at least. And for me, I think it comes from childhood issues. Always found comfort in food when my parents weren't around. And it's not their fault. Something I should have worked on more seriously many years ago, but you know, it's always easy to save problems for another day. You know? Procrastination is bad, y'all. I sliced my finger the other day. On a cheese slicer. I was standing, I was like, you know, it's really good that your thumb isn't right there, because the thing keeps slipping right where someone could hold their thumb. And then I swear, like 2 fucking seconds later, I move my thumb up, and what happens? Whoosh, fucking... sliced a good chunk of my eye off. Or, that was completely wrong. I did not slice my eye off. I got water in my eye just now. No, I sliced a little bit of my thumb off. Sliced my eye. Yeah, let's not think about that. But yeah. It bled quite badly, as fingers do, you know? And I don't think I have any band-aids, so I don't know. I just wrapped some fucking paper towel around it. That's it. Oh my god, I'm so badass. No, I'm done. Shut up. and I'm always slow. I always wash my dishes really slowly. And it's, guess it's just kind of my demeanor when I do this. It's too boring to do quickly. But then I spend more time on it, so I don't know. It's a bit of self-defeat, really. Which is kind of dumb. That's another thing. That's probably the only fucking upside of being overweight. Or maybe that's just me being a young guy, because it seems to me like girls are always fucking cold, but I don't really get cold. When it's around zero here, that's 32 Fahrenheit for you heathens. I don't really care. It's not too cold for me. I'd walk in, or I still bike in shorts at that point. So I guess there is that upside to it, but obviously that also means that anytime it's warm, it sucks. Fucking underwear is falling down my windows. Sorta open the curtains. This curtain is up. Trying to fix this so that my butt doesn't chew. That's another thing. Being overweight. Don't really have a butt, or you do, but keeping shorts and shit up, possible. Frickin' possible, what tell you? I don't know what accent that was. Sue me. Is it still recording? Yeah, it is. It sure is, son. Dishes. Yeah. Alright, so have a fair amount of these as well. I'm gonna leave all this shit out to air dry. That's for fucking air. Just make sure that it's washed off properly when you do that, because if you don't, it's gonna have like soapy streaks, or they're gonna feel greasy in a way. That one smells nice. Pink flowers from Vel Ultra. I don't know what that is. Smells kind of like detergent. I think that's the word. Detergent is the stuff that makes your clothes soft. Nope, fabric softener. Smells kind of sweet, like my fabric softener does. You know what I should make for dinner? Spaghetti carbonara. I saw this Italian guy make it. And he was like, no cream. Very adamant about not putting any cream in your spaghetti carbonara. Spaghetti. And it looked good, what he made. But yeah, he used two whole eggs and an egg yolk to make it a bit creamy. I don't know why I'm doing a fucking terrible impression, but, and then just Parmesan spaghetti, or whatever he called it. Oh, and lots of pepper. Don't forget the pepper, that's important. I forgot that the last time I made it, and I looked up a recipe as I was eating it. And said that not only do you need pepper, but pepper is not just to taste, it's an actual ingredient that you need in the dish. Quite heavily, I guess you could say. Had spare ribs yesterday. That was good. No, that was the day before. I had pizza yesterday. It's very good. I've been watching this guy on YouTube called T. Roy Cooks. It's like this 50, 60 year old American guy. big beard, beer belly. Reminds me of if you've seen it, the actor from Last Man on Earth. They call him Tandy in the series. His face is so similar to that. Except he's probably twice his size, but he makes dry rub, or like he cooks stuff, he barbecues things in various ways, smoking it or doing it on different grills and whatever, a lot of different styles of barbecue. And he did these ribs with like dry rub rather than like store-bought ribs here are all done with just a barbecue marinade. And I don't know, I kind of want to try that crust they're talking about, you know? Talk about how the crust is just delicious and shit, and yeah, I don't know if it's even possible to make that in a regular oven, but you know, I'm gonna be googling that at some point in the near future to find out. Also, I don't know why, but why is meat such a guy's thing? Like, is it an exclusive guy's club to eat lots of meat? I don't know. Is it a societal thing that men just eat more meat? Seems to me, at least, that that's how it is. Cause it's man. It's man that I eat. Less meat. I don't know. It's not really. It's probably gonna give all of his ass cancer in the end. Supposedly. I don't know why the fuck I'm suddenly thinking about that, but I wonder how old the oldest GWA member Earth. Fucking random ass crap. I don't know. I don't think there's anyone like any 70-year-old that I don't know. But I think there isn't. I could be wrong, obviously. But I think it's possible that there would be some in their 60s. Most likely men, let's be honest, but I don't know. Maybe I'm all wrong about my assumptions about GWA. Could very well be. To wash the lid. It's pretty simple though. You there? Can't remember what I had in you. Oh, I had fish. Fishies. I don't know what they call this. I think they call it a grease guard. Not entirely sure, but that's what this thing does. It guards against grease and but still lets the pan breathe. Handy thing to have around when you're when you're cooking bacon, for example, because it'll always find a way to like spray grease onto bacon grease hurts like a son of a bitch. Sorry if that was a bit loud. Oh my God, stop. I need to put some shorts on my ass just for that. She goes shaking that ass on the floor. Open the back right in the pool. The way she's grinding up the pool, I think I'm losing control. That's good enough. And you have just had water in you. So. Oh, okay. Huge amount of wishy-washy stuff in that one. You gotta be a bit careful with this one, or I'll have to go by. New dish soap real soon. Starting to come up with the word, but I was only getting detergent. Much better. How to cheese. Oh my god, I can't English today. It's a grater, I guess. Primarily used to grate cheese. Grater nonetheless. Thank you. This is the murder cheese. Cheese that tried to take my finger. Them all up of salami, so we'll take some Jagdwurst and shit. I won't gotta that's 32. Thank you for listening.